Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
We don't talk about skin lesions very much. You found a poem this week that deals with actinokeratoses. These are lesions that result from the proliferation of atypical epidermal cells. These AKs, as they're called, represent early lesions that occasionally move on to squamous cell carcinomas. They present as red, scaly macules or papules. The lesions are often detected in adults with fair skin. The thinking is that chronic sun exposure is a major risk factor, and therefore we aren't surprised to find these AK lesions and balding scalp and face and exposed areas. About 14% of all visits to a dermatologist in the United States are for these actinokeratoses, and the treatment includes lots of destructive therapies, surgery, cryotherapy, abrasion therapy, etc. In general, lesion-directed treatments such as cryotherapy and surgical procedures are the primary approach for isolated lesions, and field-directed therapies such as the topical medicines like fluorouracil, et cetera, are particularly useful for treating areas where there are multiple lesions. The article that you found is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It attempts to answer the question, what is the best approach to treating multiple actinokeratoses in a single field? Mark?
Yeah, this was a nice study out of the Netherlands, and they recruited 1,174 patients from four derm clinics in the Netherlands, of whom 624 had at least five actinokeratoses in a 25 to 100 centimeter contiguous area on the head or neck. That was a study population. The median age was 73. Almost 90% were men, and about half had lesions on the face and the other half top of the head. The patients were randomized to one of four treatments: 5-FU, 5%, imiquimod, inguinal mebutate, and methyl, and I'm going to slaughter this one, aminolevulinate, photodynamic therapy. We'll just call it photodynamic therapy. Mm-hmm. Patients in the imiquimod group were evaluated at 1 month and were retreated if they were classified as a treatment failure, which was defined as 75% lesion response. Retreatment of treatment failure is also done in the other groups at 3 months. Those who failed a second course of treatment were classified as an overall treatment failure for the final assessment at 12 months. Only a few patients in each group withdrew. Modified intention to treat analysis found that 5-FU clearly had the best results, cumulative success rate of 75% compared to 54% for imiquimod, 38% for photodynamic therapy, and 29% for inguinal mebutate. Per protocol analysis had similar findings. They also limited studies with grade 1 or 2 actinokeratoses. Similar findings, 5-FU is the winner. Adverse events were common and similar across groups. Early severe burning pain, much more common with the photodynamic therapy, actually. Looking at GoodRx for U.S. pricing in April of this year, $83 for 5-FU, $23 for imiquimod, over $1,000 for inguinal mebutate. So bottom line, the use of topical 5% 5-FU twice daily for 4 weeks is most likely to be successful in eliminating actinokeratoses in a field on the head or face. There were 12% of patients were non-adherent to the study. They were followed up, but they weren't able to adhere perfectly to the protocol. And so that treating twice daily, as we know, some of the side effects of these medications can be a barrier. But you know, I think clearly the starting point should be 5-FU based on the effectiveness and cost and equivalence in terms of adverse events.
Great. Very easy, simple to apply. Great poem this week. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.